My name is Megan Sexton. I'm the co-editor of Five Points. I'm so happy to be welcoming you here this evening. We're celebrating the publication of our first international edition of Five Points called Belfast Imagined, and we're very excited because it's also the first time we've included a music CD. So it's a milestone for us. I'm very excited, and thank you for being here to share in this. I would like to especially thank our featured guests tonight, Glenn Patterson and Andy White, who between them both have traveled thousands of miles to be here with us and have also brought a bit of the Irish weather to make it authentic. So thank you. We'll also be featuring, as you've been listening to, audio recordings from the CD Belfast Imagined. We're going to have selections from Glenn and Andy, and then we'll have an interlude with some more audio recordings from the CD, and Andy and Glenn will close out the evening. I'd like to especially thank Dean Lauren Adamson of the College of Arts and Sciences for making this possible, and to Ralph Gilbert, the Associate Dean for the Fine Arts. This project was funded through a grant from Sensia and has really made it all this remarkable work possible, which we are extremely grateful for. Our project has been blessed by coincidence, serendipity, and happenstance, and I think that happens when you're doing creative work that's productive. And I can't thank enough my colleagues, Robert Scott Thompson from the School of Music, who, without him, the CD would have never been possible. I'd also like to thank Meg Harper, who was our ultimate champion and public relations person in Belfast. And I'd like to especially thank Marilyn Richterick, who, thanks to her, we were able to publish two of the most important writers from Belfast. And it's my pleasure to bring up Marilyn now, who will be introducing Glenn. Thank you so much.
Megan told me that she was planning a special issue of Five Points devoted to the literature, art, and music of Belfast, a city that, like Atlanta, has been deeply divided through much of its recent past. I was then finishing a critical biography of the late Stuart Parker, whose work Megan wanted to feature in the issue. Megan also asked for suggestions regarding living Belfast writers who should be represented, and I immediately thought of Glenn Patterson. I'd heard him read at the Belfast Festival in 1998, and my first and positive impression was that he was someone Parker would have liked very much, since they shared a sense of the possibilities contained in Belfast's past and a vision for its future that, while acknowledging the trauma of the Troubles, looked beyond it in asserting the city's unrealized potential. Born in Belfast in 1961, Glenn Patterson is one of the most prominent contemporary Northern Irish prose writers. His first novel, Burning Your Own, set on a Belfast housing estate in 1969, won two major awards, the Rooney Prize and the Betty Trask Award. His early promise has been borne out over the past 20-plus years in novels that include Fat Lad, about an émigré's return to a rapidly changing Belfast, Black Night at Big Thunder Mountain, featuring a Belfast native employed as a construction worker on the Euro Disney site, The International, centered on a Belfast hotel on the eve of the Northern Irish civil rights movement, Number 5, a depiction of the families who live in one Belfast house over the course of four decades, That Which Was, a thriller exploring Northern Ireland's pressing need to come to terms with its history, and The Third Party, the characters of which include a Northern Irish writer in contemporary Hiroshima. As a young man, Patterson lived for a time in England, where he completed an MA in creative writing at the University of East Anglia. He returned to Northern Ireland in 1988 and served as writer in the community for Lisburn and Craigavon under the auspices of the Arts Council of Northern Ireland. He's also been a writer in residence at several universities, including the University of East Anglia, Cork University, and Queen's University Belfast, where he currently teaches creative writing. He writes journalism as well as fiction, and a collection of his non-fiction prose, Lapsed Protestant, was published in 2006. His most recent book is Love Upon a Hill, or Once Upon a Hill, rather, Love in Troubled Times, a memoir about his grandparents and about Lisburn. He was elected to As Dana, the Irish Literary Honor Society, in 2006, and awarded a 2-year Lannan Literary Fellowship in 2008. We're delighted to welcome Glenn Patterson to Georgia State University.